At this point in time, I would love to invite Elizabeth and her parents and sponsors to come forward to the font.
Here they come.
All right. God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us a new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of baptism. By water and the word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized in one body of Christ, anointed in the gift of the Holy Spirit, and joined in God's mission for the life of the world. Do you present Elizabeth Clare to receive the sacrament of holy baptism? If so, say, we do. As you bring this child to receive the gifts of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with Elizabeth among God's faithful people, to bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, place in her hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture her in faith and prayer so that Elizabeth may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Elizabeth grow in Christian faith and life? If so, say, I do. People of God, do you promise to support Elizabeth and pray for her in her new life in Christ? If so, say, we do. I ask you now to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Do you renounce the devil, all the forces that defy God, the powers of this world that rebel against God, and the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, say, I do. Will the congregation please rise? As I ask these parents and sponsors the following questions, I ask you to respond along in remembrance of your baptism as they respond on Elizabeth's behalf. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, we give thanks for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and you created heaven and earth. By the gift of water you nourish and sustain us and all living things. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. You led Israel by the pillar of cloud and fire through the sea out of slavery into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, your beloved Son has set us free from the bondage to sin and death and has opened the way out to the joy and freedom of everlasting life. He made water a sign of the kingdom and of cleansing and rebirth. In obedience to his command, we make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit so that she who is here baptized may be given new life. Write her into your story of salvation and wash away the sins of Elizabeth Clare and all those who are cleansed by baptismal water and bring them forth as inheritors of your glorious kingdom. To you be given praise and honor and worship through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, both now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. All right. Are we ready? I'm going to give you the headband. All right, I know. Are you ready, Mike? Are you ready, Mike? Goodness, here we are. Elizabeth Clare, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Get away from me, Mom. O God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for freeing your sons and daughters from the power of sin and for raising them up to a new life through this holy sacrament. Pour your Holy Spirit upon Elizabeth Clare, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence. Amen. Elizabeth Clare, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit We're going to get you marked with the cross of Christ forever. Our Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "Let your light so shine before others, so they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." We light this candle for Elizabeth, so that her light may shine with the glory of Jesus Christ. And now, let us pray for the parents. O God, the giver of all life, look with kindness upon Kyle and Casey, the father and mother of this child. Let them ever rejoice in the gifts that you have given them. Make them teachers and examples of righteousness for Elizabeth Clare. Strengthen them in their own baptism so they may share eternally with their children the salvation you have given them through Jesus Christ our Lord. Will the congregation please rise? Through baptism, God has made this new sister a member of the priesthood we all share in Christ Jesus, that we may proclaim the praise of God and bear His creative and redeeming word to all the world. We welcome you into the Lord's family. We receive you as a fellow member of the body of Christ, child of the same Heavenly Father, and worker with us in the kingdom of God. See if she'll come back to me. 2 seconds. All right, here you are. This is the newest member of God's family and our church family here at St. John's. It's Elizabeth Clare. You can go ahead and clap. She's worth it. This is for you. Yay! Yay! There you are. There you are. All right. Now we have anything to get away from him. All right, this is her baptismal certificate and the letter. This is for you, Luke. You can blow that. And Katie, thank you. Find your seat. It'll be. Oh, wait. I forgot the most important thing. My goodness. And this is from the ladies of the congregation for you. Oh, they get to keep it. Take it. That's theirs. You know, like, once you buy a prize, it's yours to keep. There you go. They had to say that all the time on Wheel of Fortune back when Chuck Woolery did it, you know? And now,